I agree with the good practice for POTA and, you know, MCOM and all sorts of things like that. And what we do for fun can come into play for being a practical use in that. I've got a few myself, but I haven't been quite like that. I had an antenna where I used to live in my former QTH. It was one size fits all, basically. So, but that sounds kind of nice, so you're able to kind of customize a little bit, you know, depending on, you know, maybe what your intended activities for that day would be on the radio. Yeah, like you say, if you want to, you know, do 20 meters, or if you want to maybe have something that on me or something fairly, you know, directional, you can do that. And then, you know, like I say, just be able to get up and have it, you know, customized to how you're intending on operating, you know. So, that's pretty good. I haven't done too much POTA myself here. I'm going to see about maybe summer's kind of drawing down, getting into August here now, but I'm going to see about sometime I'll do some activations myself. I've made a handful of contacts. I've probably got, I don't know, about 100 or so different POTA activations in the logbook, but I'd like to get more. And I think that's, I don't know, that was just such an ingenious and great idea, I think, for somebody to come up with for the POTA. Because it's something, you know, maybe all of us have the availability to do. There's some others that are, you know, a little more restrictive, you know, like, for example, for us, you know, it would be harder for, you know, you and I to do IOTA, or I think they've got, you know, the summits on here. So that's a little bit more restrictive for, you know, hands like us, but the POTA is like, hey, you can go anywhere across the nation, and we all can do that. But the only one I think is a little bit more inclusive is, I haven't really heard too many out there. I've heard a couple of people doing it. But there's also the WLOTA, the Walmart lots of Walmart lots of America. So I guess some guys do that a little bit. Kind of as a silly joke, I guess, a little bit. But I don't know if anyone really is serious about collecting those. Anyway, back to you, Ryan. W-A-R-I-T. And if you would, let me know if my audio signal is starting to waver. I'm probably getting away from the repeater, heading into downtown Detroit.